The Lord's my shepherd, I'll not want. He makes me down to lie in pastures green. He leadeth me in pastures green. He leadeth me the quiet waters by. My soul he doth restore again, and me to walk doth make.
Chapter 53. Who has believed our message, and to whom has the Lord revealed his powerful arm? My servant grew up in the Lord's presence like a tender shoot, like a root in dry ground. There was nothing beautiful or majestic about his appearance, nothing to attract us to him. He was despised and rejected, a man of sorrows, acquainted with it. We turned our backs on him and looked the other way. He was despised and we did not care. Yet it was our weaknesses he carried. It was our sorrows that weighed him down. And we thought his troubles were a punishment from God, a punishment for his own sins. But he was pierced for our rebellion, crushed for our sins. He was beaten so we could be whole. He was whipped so we could be healed. All of us like sheep have gone astray away. We have left God's path to follow our own. Yet the Lord laid on him the sins of us all. He was oppressed and treated harshly, yet he never said a word. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep is silent before the shearers, he did not open his mouth. Unjustly condemned, he was led away. No one cared that he died without descendants, that his life was cut short in midstream. But he was struck down for the rebellion of my people. He had done no wrong and never deceived anyone, but he was buried like a criminal. He was put in a rich man's grave, but it was the Lord's good plan to crush him and cause him grief. Yet when his life is made an offering for sin, he will have many descendants. He will enjoy a long life, and the Lord's good plan will prosper in his hands. When he sees all that is accomplished by his anguish, he will be satisfied. and because of his experience, my righteous servant will make it possible for many to be counted righteous, for he will bear all their sins. I will give him the honors of a victorious soldier because he exposed himself to death. He was counted among the rebels. He bore the sins of many and interceded for rebels. So that's our Christ. Again, 600 years before. Yeah, that was pretty. Does anybody have a they want some tonight? Did you? Yes.
979.
Do I know it? 979. I don't. Does anybody know that song? I am a poor worm.
Well, Corey must know it.
You know it?
I know it.
Can you get us started?
Sure.
I am a poor wayfaring stranger, while traveling through this world of woe. Yet there's no sickness, toil, or danger in that bright world to which I go. I'm going there see my Father. I'm going there no more to roam. I'm only going over Jordan. I'm only going over home. I know dark clouds will gather round me. I know my way is rough and steep, but golden fields lie out before me, where God's redeemed shall ever sleep. I'm going there to see my mother. She said she'd meet me when I come. I'm only going over Jordan. I'm only going over home. I'll soon be free from every trial. My body's sleep in the churchyard. I'll drop the cross of self-denial and enter on my great reward. I'm going there to see my Savior, to sing his praise forevermore. I'm only
Does anybody else have a...
You know sure. This one, 176.
176. 176. Your only Son, no sin to mine, but you have sent him from your side to walk upon this guilty sod and to become the
wash me in his precious blood, my Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God.
Beautiful song, beautiful song. Would anybody else like to be a reader of Scripture? Any volunteers? Chris, come up and read the first 11 verses of Psalm 103. Psalm 103. He does not punish us for all our sins. He does not deal harshly with us as we deserve. Go ahead.
Psalm 103, verses 1 through 11. It says, praise the Lord, my soul, all my innermost being, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all of your sins and heals all of your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and the crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desires with good things, so that your youth is rewarded like the eagles. The Lord works righteous and justice for all the oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his deeds to his people of Israel. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. He will not always accuse, nor will he harbor his anger forever. He does not treat us as our sins deserve, or repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him.
Why don't you just keep going?
Okay. That as far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. For he knows how we are formed. He remembers that we are dust. The life of mortals is like grass. They flourish like a flower in the field. The wind blows over it, and it is gone, and his place is remembered no more. But from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear him, and his righteousness with their children's children. With those who keep his covenant and remember to obey his precepts, the Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all. Praise the Lord, you his angels, you mighty ones who do his bidding, who obey his word. Praise the Lord, all the heavenly hosts, you his servants who do his will. Praise the Lord, all his works everywhere in dominion. Praise the Lord, my soul. Let us pray. Lord, again, we thank you so very much for this time and this opportunity that we have to assemble here this evening to worship. And it is so great an honor to be able to be before the one and true living God. And to know that although our lives are just like a vapor here on earth, that you know everything about us, Lord, and that you care and protect us. And we're just so very grateful for that. We're also very mindful all the time, Lord, each and every day, of your love for us through your Son, Jesus. And all that he left, all that you gave by giving him for us, and all that he endured, leaving eternity, leaving his throne in heaven to come down and become a man, and to walk on the earth, and to understand what we feel as human beings. Again, what love that you have for us and that Jesus had for us. And we're so very grateful for the forgiveness of sins that are found in Jesus. Again, Lord, we thank you for all that you continue to do for us. We are so very grateful for your mercy and your love. And it is because of your Son Jesus that we have hope, knowing that there's nothing that we can do to buy salvation, but it's only through your Son Jesus who paid that price for us. So again, Lord, as we continue to worship you in song, it's our prayer that it will come from our hearts and our minds, and that we will continue always to worship you in spirit and in truth. We ask this prayer in Jesus' name.
Does anyone else have a song? Yes.
Christine wanted me to say, "Jesus, hold my hand," while she wasn't here. Dean Anderson wanted us to sing. He said, "Jesus, hold my hand," while she doesn't want to sing the alto.
Okay. Four. 412. 412.
Send the light.
650. There's a call come ringing o'er the restless way. Send the light. Send the light. There are souls to rescue. There are souls to save. Send the light. Send the light. Send the light. The blessed gospel light. Let it shine. Shore to shore, send the light, the blessed gospel light, let it shine from Psalm 32. You know, there's a, in this particular psalm, and an answer if you're worried about something, there's a solution of what we need to do when we fall short. Psalm 32.
Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord does not impute iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no deceit. When I kept silent, my bones grew old, through my groaning all the day long. For day and night your hand was heavy upon me, and my vitality was turned into a drought of summer. I acknowledge my sin to you, and my iniquity I have not hidden. I said I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the iniquity of my sin. Selah. For this cause, everyone who is godly shall pray to you in a time when you may be found. Surely in a flood of great waters, it shall not come near him. You are my hiding place. You shall preserve me from trouble. You shall surround me with songs of deliverance. Selah. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will guide you with my eye. Do not be like the horse or like the mule, which have no understanding, which must be harnessed with bit and bridle, else they will not come near you. Many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he who trusts in the Lord, mercy shall surround him. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, you righteous, and shout for joy, all you upright in heart. You want a prayer too, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. I never volunteered. It's one thing you learn in the military. You never, ever volunteer. Please bow. Our God and our Father, we thank you so much for this day. Another day made possible by the sacrifice of your Son, who left the riches and glory of heaven to come to this sin-cursed earth to pay the price for our sins. We're thankful, Father, for the gift of your Holy Spirit, who is proof that you will keep your great and precious promises. We're thankful, Father, for your word, through which, Father, you have revealed your will and your way to us. Father, we have a privilege that we do not have to depend on other men to know what you desire of us. Amen. Help us always, Father, to use your word as a guide in our life and to use it for those things that we don't understand. And help us always to use it as our measuring stick, Father, and to use it as our guide. We pray, Father, for the sick and the suffering throughout this land and country. And most of all, Father, we pray for peace in this world. And as we close, Father, we ask that you forgive us of our sins. It is in your Son's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
We'll sing 315, 315, and then who has the Lord's table tonight? We'll serve the Lord's Supper for anybody that needs to take it this morning. 315. Very famous song. When I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died, my riches gained I count but loss, and pour contempt on all my pride. Forbid
Did e'er such love and sorrow meet, or thorns compose so rich a crown? Were the whole realm of nature mine, that were a present far too small, love so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my all.
Do not fret because of evildoers, nor be envious of the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass, and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth your righteousness as the light, and your justice as the noonday. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked schemes to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Do not fret, it only causes. But those who wait on the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall be no more. Indeed, you will look carefully for his place, but it shall be no more. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. The wicked plots against the just, and gnashes at him with his teeth. His day is coming. The wicked have drawn the sword, and have bent their bow, to cast down the poor and needy, to slay those who are of upright conduct. Their sword shall enter their own heart, and their bows shall be broken. Let's pray. Heavenly, most gracious and giving Father, we continually thank you for this day and for the opportunity that we have this evening to assemble together to present ourselves in worship to you. And Father, we're just so very thankful for this opportunity, and we pray that our singing is that you have been pleased with our singing and the scriptures that we have read. And Father, we just pray continually that you would continue to bless us and to help us to always come to you in times of need and in times when we have things on our mind, and many of us are going through health problems and sickness, and we just pray that you be with us, that you give us comfort and give us strength to continually look to you for help. And we're just so very thankful, Father, for the avenue of intercession on your part in our lives, and that we can come to you with requests such as ours. And Father, we just pray that you continue to bless this congregation, continue to help us to do things in a manner that you would find pleasing and acceptable. In Christ's holy name we pray.
Turn to hymn number 83. Sing all the verses. God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. He cares for me. He cares for me.
What?
I got
Oh, yes.
8-5-2.
8-5-2.
8-5-2.
8-5-2. When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound, and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal, bright and fair, when the saints of earth shall gather over on the other shore, and the rollers fall up yonder, I'll be there. When the rollers fall up yonder, 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 I'll be there. On that bright and cloudless morning, when the dead in Christ shall rise, and the glory of his resurrection share, when his chosen ones shall gather to their home beyond the skies, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, 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 I'll be there. Let us labor for the Master from the dawn till setting sun. Let us talk of all his wondrous love and care. Then when all of life is over and our work on earth is done, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, 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 I'll be there. I thought of another song. I'll be somewhere listening, I'll be somewhere listening, I'll be somewhere listening for my name.
If you sing it like that, brother, I'll be somewhere listening.
I wanted to continue with that Psalm 30. We did 1 through 15 into the next section. Starting, I'm in Psalm 37, verse 16. Interesting ideas. It is better to be godly and have little than to be evil and rich. Okay? For the strength of the wicked will be shattered, but the Lord takes care of the godly. Day by day, the Lord takes care of the innocent, and they will receive an inheritance that lasts forever. They will not be disgraced in hard times. Even in famine, they will have more than enough. But the wicked will die. The Lord's enemies are like flowers in a field. They will disappear like smoke. The wicked borrow and never repay. But the godly are generous givers. Those the Lord blesses will possess the land, but those he curses will die. The Lord directs the steps of the godly. He delights in every detail of their lives. Though they stumble, they will never fall, for the Lord holds them by the hand. Somebody said, the Lord pursues those who turn away from him. Christ is after us. He wants us to come back to him. I'll continue. Once I was young and now I'm old, yet I've never seen the godly abandoned or their children begging for bread. There's a promise for you. I was young and I'm old. I've never seen the godly abandoned or begging for bread. You want an insurance policy? Stay on God's side. The godly always gives generous loans to others, and their children are a blessing. Turn from evil and do good. Turn and you will live in the land forever. For the Lord loves justice, and he will never abandon the godly. He will keep them safe forever, but the children of the wicked will die. The godly will possess the land and live there forever. The godly offer good counsel. They teach right from wrong. They have made God's law their own, so they will never slip from his path. The wicked wait in ambush for the godly, looking for an excuse to kill them. But the Lord will not let the wicked succeed or let them damn when they are put on trial. Put your hope in the Lord. Travel steadily along his path. He will honor you by giving you the land. You will see the wicked destroyed. I have seen wicked and ruthless people flourishing like a tree in its native soil. But when I looked again, they were gone. Though I searched for them, I could not find them. Look at those who are honest and good, for a wonderful future awaits those who love peace. But the rebellious will be destroyed. They will have no future. The Lord rescues the godly. He is their fortress in times of trouble. The Lord rescues them, rescuing them from the wicked. He saves them, and they will find shelter in him. Okay, that's a lot of promises there. And one last psalm. Anybody? 133. Closing prayer after this psalm.
The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell. The guilty pair bowed down with care, God gave his son to win. His erring child reconciled and pardoned from his sin. O love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong. It shall forevermore endure the saints and angels' song.
When hoary time shall pass away and earthly thrones and kingdoms fall, when men who hear refuse to pray, and rocks and hills and mountains fall, God's love so sure shall still endure, all measureless and strong. Redeeming grace to heaven's race, the saints and angels song. O love of God, how measureless and strong. It shall forevermore endure the saints and angels' song. Could we with him the ocean fill, and were the skies of parchment made, were every star on earth a quill, and every man a scribe by trade, to write the love of God above would drain the ocean dry. Nor could the scroll contain the whole, though stretched from sky to sky. O love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong. It shall forevermore endure the saints and angels' song. There was I said that this song really says something. It says God is, twice in 1 John it says God is love. So, and it's, why he loves us, I don't know, but he does.
For the opportunity we've had in several years this evening to give ourselves and let ourselves ready to come and sing this evening. Listen, ones that stood up and read as we sung afterwards. Raise our voices to you and worship you, Spirit of truth this evening. Give us our many sins, Father, that we should always pray every day. We leave this building as we close. May you look over us, guard, guide, and direct us always.